Once upon a time, racism was obvious. It was clear to anyone with half a brain if someone was a redneck, but these days it's becoming very confusing to work out who is racist and who is not racist. And even people who are not racist are frequently labelled racist. The Outrage Brigade is poring over every little word that people say, trying to work out if something could be perceived as being discriminatory. Take this recent example from the United States of America. The host of Good Morning America, Amy Robach, has apologised for using the term coloured people on television. She was talking about how Hollywood is being criticised for casting white actors in non-white roles when she used the term. Have a listen.
We all know Hollywood has received recent and quite a bit of criticism for casting white actors in what one might assume should be a role reserved for colored people. Is this potentially the industry trying to right itself, doing something right?
So she was talking about a lack of colored actors in Hollywood, but the mistake she made apparently was using the words colored people. She's been crucified on social media for this and has now said sorry, but here's the craziest part of all. Amy Robach says she meant to use the term people of colour instead of coloured people, and the mix-up was a mistake. So did you get that right? If she'd said people of colour, it would be okay, but coloured people is not okay. Now, the idea that coloured people is racist, but people of colour is not racist, is ludicrous. They are the exact same thing, the same words in a different order. Coloured people is racist. People of colour is okay. This is just too hard to negotiate. If people just focus their attention on real racism, it would be easier to understand. Amy Robach wasn't saying anything racist. In fact, she was raising the issue of the lack of African-American actors in Hollywood. Real racism is evil stuff. But racism is becoming harder to define because the outrage industry is accusing people of being racist who aren't racist at all. Like when yoga was labelled as culturally inappropriate and insulting to Indian people, or when the staff at Sydney University cancelled their Mexican-themed party because of complaints from students that it was insensitive. If the outrage industry could just focus its attention on real racists, then we'd have a much better chance at defeating real racism. But when you spend your time inventing racism, it doesn't accomplish a thing.